Greatest this, best ever that? Determining such distinctions is often arbitrary, but who would argue that Jackie Joyner Kersee is not one of the most accomplished female athletes of all time? She's the winner of 6 Olympic medals, 3 of them gold. The 1988 Olympic record she set in the heptathlon still stands. She joins me now from NPR's New York Bureau. Welcome to Only a Game.
Oh, thank you.
We're marking the 40th anniversary of Title IX, which had been the law for 8 years by the time you entered college. Looking back on those years when you were an athlete at UCLA, do you consider yourself one of the pioneers in terms of the advantages that Title IX provided?
When I think about pioneers, I really, really think about people like Billie Jean King. When you say a pioneer, I'm very grateful to be in the position that I'm in. But there are women who came way before me that didn't have the same opportunities that I'm having.
At the 84 Olympics, when you won your first medal in the heptathlon, the women's marathon was included for the first time. Women's
right.
basketball had arrived at the games in 76, and then women's ice hockey arrived in 98. To what extent do we have Title IX to thank for that sort of progress, those sorts of developments?
When you talk about empowering women, that's what Title IX is all about. The 1984 with the marathon and Joan Benoit winning that, and for myself competing in the heptathlon, that was the first time the heptathlon was competed on the Olympic Games level. And Title IX just continued to give women a platform to really showcase their talents.
A little over a decade ago, you started the Jackie Joyner Kersee Youth Center Foundation to encourage young athletes. Tell us a little bit about the circumstances that led you to do that.
You know, I was very fortunate when I was growing up to go through a community center in my hometown of East St. Louis. And the whole purpose of the community center is not to embrace athletes, but it's to embrace people. So it's where young people can come, as well as I believe in working with the senior citizen, is really bringing the whole community together.
Let's talk a little bit about the near future. What's got you especially excited about the London Games, which will begin in just over a month?
A lot of our athletes have aged a little bit. You know, some of them might have been 22 at the time. Now they're 26, and they have the experience behind them. I think we're going to send a strong contingent over to London.
Jackie Joyner Kersee, winner of 6 Olympic medals, joined me from NPR's New York Bureau. Jackie, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, thank you.
It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. And Trader Joe's, traveling the world to source a variety of foods and beverages like pizza from Italy and cheddar from Australia. Locations at TraderJoe's.com. This is NPR.